want to go around the room and get some input from you in terms of your clinical experience with agents, particularly in terms of neurotoxicity, in terms of what you've seen. But first, what did you decide to do with this lady?
So long discussions, of course, but in the end, she did decide she wanted to go ahead with an reduced-intensity allo transplant and has undergone that procedure. And so far, she's doing okay, but it's fairly recent.
What would be an indication to restart the bevacizumab other than obvious recurrence? Would you consider it just as a sort of maintenance treatment?
Well, there are some studies after auto transplant using it as a maintenance treatment, and that's being looked at in a prospective randomized trial, actually. But after allo transplant, there's really no studies, and you're always concerned about kind of revving things up on the graft versus host side, so I probably wouldn't do it in an allo setting.
So again, I'm curious about your experience. Let's start with Andy with the agent, and particularly in terms of neurotoxicity, what you've seen.
For relapse refractory, I would say it's uncommon, but you can see it. I've had a few patients who, almost like a vincristine, either need a dose reduction or just a temporary break from it. But uncommon, it can happen, and it can be severe.
And anything unusual or specific to the type of neuropathy?
No, it's more sensory neuropathy that's seen. The patient I had, it was painful sensory neuropathy, and one of the patients I'm thinking that needed a dose reduction did fine. Ultimately, he went into a complete remission, so we stopped therapy. It was after about 8 months of treatment, gauged that tolerability and response, and he's continuing in remission now. And we've argued that if and when he progresses, we could come back with brentuximab vedotin.
Mike, what's the longest you've had anyone on this agent? And again, what have you seen in terms of neurotoxicity?
Yeah, so the neurotoxicity experience has been similar. We've only had a couple of patients we've had to dose modify for that. And those were both patients who came into the treatment with the agent with some degree of neuropathy, but it was exacerbated to some extent. So generally, it's been pretty well tolerated. I'd say the longest I've had a patient on this was in terms of total amount of therapy, was a 70-year-old man who was referred in after he'd had stage 3B Hodgkin's, mixed cellularity, ABVD, and after two or three cycles of treatment developed severe cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of about 20%. And so the referring doctor completed the therapy six cycles without the doxorubicin, sent them in, but he was still PET positive at the end of treatment with multiple nodes biopsy positive for Hodgkin. Not a good candidate for other cytotoxics. He had other comorbid disease, had a great response to bevacizumab. So ended up, sort of as we talked about, he got seven or eight doses, good response, and then about a year later had disease recurrence and responded again to it. So over the period of time, that's the longest duration of people that I've run it through. So right now he's still got well-controlled disease and he's been off treatment the second time now for about 6 months.
Chris, your experience with the agent neuropathy and how long you've been able to keep people on it?
I have seen some neuropathy with this agent, but my experience has been almost identical to Mike's and Andy's, that it's relatively uncommon. The patient that I can think of that had the most profound neuropathy was actually a nurse who was well aware of all the discussions that we've been having about what the other options are out there, and so was underreporting her neuropathy early on and then ended up having more profound neuropathy later on because she continued therapy with dose reductions later on and eventually holding the agent, her neuropathy resolved. But it's mostly sensory neuropathy, very similar to what people experience from vincristine.